The novel came about largely, in my view, as a result of the success of a political romance. Success not in terms, obviously, of commercial success, but the fact that it encouraged Stern to believe that he could actually write something worthwhile. And within a very short time of the publication of A Political Romance, we know that he was in contact with one of the leading London publishers, a man called Robert Dodsley, and he wrote to him offering him first draft of Tristram Shandy, and Dodsley replied to him saying that the book in its present form wouldn't really do, but he made some suggestions which Stern obviously found very helpful about the kind of way in which he could make the book much more popular, much more accessible, much more like the kind of novel that readers expected, probably a less satirical work than the first draft. And Stern took this advice to heart. He stayed in Yorkshire and he wrote another version of the book. But because Dodsley, and we don't know this for a fact, but presumably because Dodsley wasn't absolutely convinced that this was going to be a commercial success, Stern borrowed the money to get the book printed himself. Now, he did have a link because somebody who had worked, a man called John Hinksman, who'd worked for Dodsley in London, had set up a business in York. And there were obviously some connections between them. Dodsley took about half of the initial printing of 500 copies of the book. But this is very, very small indeed. But what happened when the book was published, it was a local success. People in York began to talk about it. And the 250 copies in London began to be talked about as well, especially as soon as the first reviews appeared. When Stern went down to London about 3 months after the book had first been published, he went to the bookstore of Robert Dodsley and he went in, asked for his own book, and he was highly delighted to be told that there wasn't a copy to be had for love nor money. He then very quickly managed to sign a contract giving over his copyright in the book, the first two volumes of it, to James Dodsley, who, the brother of Robert, who'd taken over the business from Robert, and he was paid something like 10 times as much as he originally asked for the copyright. The next edition was probably 10 times larger than the first edition, and from there on, it began to be a very, very real success. Spin-offs, there were tacks on it, printed as pamphlets, there were verses written about it. It created a considerable literary storm at the time, and it made Stern a very, very well-known author indeed.